Welcome back to our Veteran of the Game presentation brought to you by Lorain County Veteran Services. We've heard from Kurt Habermill, the head coach of Vermilion, as he named Nick Barktel the Veteran of the Game for the Vermilion Sailors, and now up Alan Januzzi, the head coach of the Firelands Falcons, to name the Falcon Veteran of the Game for tonight. So, Coach, who have you chosen for tonight's Firelands Veteran of the Game, and why is this young man deserving?
Senior Colin Myers is just an exceptional young man, a tremendous athlete. He's our leading scorer and our leader on the floor, leading rebounder from a statistical standpoint. But what Colin brings is, I think, a very attractive quality. He is a very humble young man. And I've coached a lot of really good players in my career, and the best players are those players who handle themselves in a humble manner. They're good, but they don't act like they're good, if you know what I mean. And I think that that is one of the key leadership characteristics, because when you have that type of an attitude and you carry yourself that way, the other guys on the team listen and respect and, you know, follow the lead of that type of a person. And Colin is an exceptional leader.
And Alan, you talk about the other guys on the team, and I know you've told me you're trying to build this Firelands basketball program all the way down into the younger levels, where the little ones are playing basketball. And I'm sure as they look up to a senior basketball player like Colin Myers and the example that he is setting, it'll reverberate throughout your basketball program.
Without a doubt. You know, we do a lot with our younger kids. We've run a couple of clinics these past two Saturdays. And Colin also spends time in the elementary school volunteering his time. And he's one of those guys that's not just going to walk down the elementary school aisles. He relates to the kids, you know, says hi to them, establishes a relationship with them. And I think that's important for overall program development. And I also think it's important for our upperclassmen to establish those relationships. And Colin sets a tremendous example in doing that.